Hello, my name is Rosemary Cooper Clark and I'm a leadership coach and consultant. In this audio, I'm going to talk about the need to understand the preferred communication channels of your audience. Why? Because if you use a channel that they are happy with, they are going to respond to you far easier, your message will be delivered far quicker, and the performance and the responses that you would like from them are more likely to be generated. What do I mean by communication channels? Well, if you are a certain generation, you will believe that the most effective communication is one that is face-to-face. Personal meetings. However, if you are potentially born after 1980, your preferred method of communication is likely to be text messaging, and the personal meeting will be at the end of your preference scale. So if we look at the possibilities and the communication channels, we have personal meetings, followed by telephone calls, followed by email, followed by Facebook, followed by text. And for those born before 1980, that is the preferred order. After 1980, Eric Chester's research shows that it's exactly opposite. So if you understand, looking just at the age of your employee, your customer, your supplier, where they're likely to be, and try and align your communication needs with their preferences, your effectiveness is likely to be far higher. So as I said, this is based on Eric Chester's hierarchy of communication needs, and it's a very useful model. The picture of it is in my blog, highflyingdivas@wordpress.com, together with more material. So until next time, good luck. Try using the communication channel that is preferred by your audience.